Begin the current daf, Masechtas Yuma daf Vav, begin the Manav, begin the Taz the Master, begin towards the Gemara, Amalach, he would tell you, Avneta shel Kohen Gadol, Loizehu Avneta b'chul. It's coming to tell you that, actually, that the reason why the Torah tells us when it regards to the actual Melum itself, the Yachkir Oisai, even though really this Mandama holds that it was done at the same time, why did it separate it? To tell you that they had different Avnetim, that they had different belts. That's why it says it separately. Then Taisa has to take a second look. And he says, wait a second. Hey, Chedek, how exactly are we inferring from the fact that it says Oisai to tell you that, oh, he's has a different gartel, different belt than them? Haksev Nami Oisam. But it says in Parashat Tzav, it talks about the command of the Melum, it says Oisam. Oisam name Meshavim, Neitim Meshavim. Like the other Mandama says, that from there you should infer that actually they had the same belts. If that's the case, ultimately what Taisa really means to be saying is the pasuk doesn't seem to be like either one of them. And this is Taisa, something you could say is like this. No, logic would tell us to explain the pasuk. This is the pasuk in the Tzavo, in Parshas Tetzava, when it says that the belts you should make out of spun linen, etc., which was klayim, because there was also tchelas, which was made out of wool, so it was klayim, it makes sense to explain the Kohen Gadol Dafka, that this belt was specifically of the Kohen Gadol. Why? Keeping the Shabbat Gadol Pahinam in the klayim. His other garments were also made out of klayim. Ephod, Bechishin, those were made out of klayim. So it makes sense that the Pasik that's telling us in Parashat Tetzaveh that it would be made out of klayim, with what we call the Avnetai Shal Kohen Gadol, it's specifically by the Kohen Gadol because we find him wearing klayim. But regarding a regular Kohen, the Chol Shabbat Gadol, the Vutz, that all his other garments are made out of linen, the bite's logic would tell us that the belt should be made out of linen, and therefore the svar would tell us, right, the pasuk's not indicating clearly, like we see the mandam say either one, but svar tells us, the mandam wants to say, that it's different kartla. And v'ashkranami kagavna, we actually find that the same idea by Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur. Since all his other garments were not climbed, they were actually just made out of linen. Guess what? His belt was made out of linen. So logic tells us that the Kohen Hedyot would not have the same belt as the Kohen Gadol. Now, Avirab Reb Menachem Miyuni, Tzatzal Pirish, he explains the reason why of this Manda Amma wants to say that the belts of the Kohen Hedyot were different than that of the Kohen Gadol is the Nafkali Megzer Shav of the Reikim Reikim. When they from Megzer Shav of the word Reikim, the Chiv about the Tzav says about the Tzav and the Gersh is about Avnei Tasa Masa Reikim, that the belt should be made an act of embroidery. How do we know? Because the Chiv says in the pasuk b'levnei Aharon, and then it says for the sons of Aaron, tasik katinus basik slam avnitim mcboys. So that pasuk says regarding the sons to make their belts. Same came if that's the case. Then come the first pasuk, obviously it's the Kohen Gadol. Now, so in that which pasuk which we explained the first pasuk is by the Kohen Gadol, it when it talks about his belt, it says ma'aser reikim. Now, the parashat b'kudik said b'shas asiyah. Now, in parashat b'kudim, when they actually made the belt, it says v'sa'avnei sheish maser. The belt was a spun linen, tcheles, blue wool, vargum, and purple wool, with tlashani and red thread, masi roikim. It was an act of embroidery. The freedom of Xerishama, then we have Xerishama. The kamaida is to roikim, just like over there in Parashat Bekudim, when it says roikim. Kalayim have it, it's kalayim, kach so too, va'avne tasa masi roikim. Then when it says that the belt should be made an act of embroidery, shakasa b'kohen gadol, which we explained is in referring to the kohen gadol. Kalayim have it, it's kalayim. So that's how you see that the kohen gadol was made of the kalayim and conscious by these sons. It mentions Avnei Shel Kohen Hedyot, which was by the sons, like Kasta Rekim. It doesn't say Rekim, therefore we don't have the Gzer Shavim, and therefore we only know that Avnei Shel Kohen Gadol is Klaim, but not that of Kohen Hedyot. Whereas Manda Amar Ditabay Shel Klaim, so up until now we would just explain the Manda Amar that they had different belts. But Manda Amar Ditabay Shel Klaim, according to one that holds that, no, they actually, they had the same belts. He learns the Psukim, the opposite, the inverse of this Manda Amar. So the reason why he holds that both were klayim, because Mashalan, he compares them, because Mezev, Oysam, ultimately the pasuk says, Oysam in the plural, to sound like that they all have the same type of belt. The next test, the master of the test begins with the Gemara, Bebeslam, Pirish. The Gemara wants to know, so why is he separating from his house? We know why he has to quarantine, either because Malum or Sina, but why from his house? So Pirish Rashi explains, what does that mean? Why is he separated from his wife? Let his wife come with him over there. Because obviously this chamber of this apartment of the Pahedjan didn't have any sanctity. There's no sitting in the Azar. For sure laying, and he was laying over here. So therefore it doesn't have the sanctity. So what's the problem? Why can't he take his wife with him? Thomas says, "Bekashlam, we had a difficulty because the nehidali kedusha kedusha azar. Although that the lishkas parhedrin didn't have the sanctity like the sanctity of the courtyard of the base of Migdash, but mekamakam karabaisa, it most definitely had the status of the Temple Mount, which it was on. Tamina perik paris chadish. The Gemara tells us zochem the kretes bavlam beis. The whole harabais, the whole Temple Mount, machlaviyahu is considered the Levite camp. Yeah, the azar is machlashchina, so it wasn't that, but it was machlaviyah." Now, Baal Keri, a man who has a seminal mission, Einer Rishar Likonis Machlevi is not allowed to go into the Levite camp. The Amr B'Psachim Perigas, Ram Degemar Sim Sogna B'Samal Zemeh Beis, it says in the Pasuk Zav, no, it says B'chol Zav. What's the B'chol? L'Rab is Baal Keri, to come to the Baal Keri. So what are you saying, that he could go with his, he should go with his wife, because he doesn't have Kedusha Zazara? But what do you mean? If he has relations, he's going to have Keri, and therefore that itself is going to make him Tomeza, and he wouldn't be able to be in Lushka's Pahedron. So rather, yes, the Farish, rather what you could explain is, when the Gemara is asking me, basically, Lama Pirish, why is he separating from his house, from his wife? Meaning, the Gemara, what it means to say is, Habalon Lameimar, we should have said, Sheif Rishu, Lamechila Achas Barabais, that why is he going to Lishkas Barhedrin? Not, oh, in the Lishkas Barhedrin, he'd take his wife. He could have gone into the one on the ground tunnels in the Temple Mount. That Min Perikates itself, and the Gemara tells us over the end of Pev of Medalev, the Mechila is learning his couch, that the tunnels underneath the Harabais were not sanctified, and that's what we're asking. Not that they bring the wife to Lishka Behedin, but why are you going to Lishka Behedin? If you want to be quarantined in the Temple Mount area, go into the tunnels, which then he could take his wife with him too.